CBS News special report.
The House Resolution 40 is hereby adopted.
And with that, the House impeaches Donald Trump for the second time. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I sadly, and with a heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who would incite insurrection, will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
10 Republicans joined Democrats in voting for impeachment. CBS's Leonard Steinhorn says in the Senate,
17 Republicans will have to join what will likely be 50 Democrats voting for conviction.
As for the president's response, there was no mention of impeachment, nor did he accept responsibility for the Capitol assault that led to it.
Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Peter King.
National Journal Editor-in-Chief Jeff Dufour joined us a little earlier to talk about the 10 Republicans in the House who sided with Democrats to vote to impeach President Trump.
It's greater than zero, which is, at least for Democrats, makes them feel a little bit better, because zero is exactly what they got a year ago during the last impeachment. I think that was one of a number of things for me that felt much different about this particular impeachment. It was unusual. It was unique. I guess they're all unique in some way, because there's only been now four presidential impeachments in history. But as we just said, we not only had a bipartisan vote, but we didn't have a lot of the same bells and whistles we had in the last one. Hearings, witnesses in the committees, an investigatory phase. There was kind of a silence coming out of the White House, not really a coordinated defense of the president at all, like there was last time. In fact, the whole thing came together in a week, from the idea of impeachment to a final vote, which is astounding. We've never seen anything like that. And then I should also, of course, point out maybe the major difference is that there were 10,000 plus troops garrisoned at the Capitol, which is now very much a secure zone.
What do you think about the upcoming trial in the Senate, whenever that may start?
The Senate politics here are fascinating. The only thing we really know about the Senate and what's going to happen is that they're not going to take this up immediately. McConnell said for sure today they're not going to return from their recess early, which means they'll be back on the 19th of this month as scheduled. And then, of course, the process is certainly going to take us beyond Biden's inauguration. So what we're going to be talking about is Trump not being able to run again in the future, as opposed to being kicked out of office now. I would think that the process that takes place in the Senate is going to look a lot more familiar to us and similar to what we saw last year than the process in the House just did. But there's a big group of unknowns. Number one, who's going to defend the president and how they do it? He's not going to have a White House legal team at his disposal. It could be a Rudy Giuliani show. Again, we don't know. And then, unlike last time, the last impeachment vote, Mitch McConnell is noncommittal. We know he's furious at the president and he's not going to tell his members how to vote. We also know that the Senate is a much more establishment, institutional kind of place than the House. Senators don't have to be as responsive to their constituents. They can think longer term and about the integrity of the institution. And for that reason, the 67 votes to convict is a real possibility.
Are there enough Republicans now interested in putting this chapter behind them and not really being associated with Donald Trump any longer?
It appears that way. Yeah, I think one of the things that was fascinating about the debate is that last time around, the passion was so high on both sides. Here you had the Democrats were really angry, but the Republican objections were mostly on process. They were kind of subdued. Even Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the president does bear some responsibility for last week. He just didn't want to impeach him for it. So you could see this, and not just the 10 members that broke off and maybe some more that are going to break off in the Senate, but I think there's going to be a lot less appetite to blindly defend this president at all costs, in certainly after another when another 7 days passes.
National Journal Editor-in-Chief Jeff Dufour.